Pants Off Friday. That was our afternoon delight. We're thanking Alien Foxtel.
Sorry, Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
I don't think Foxtel would have been happy with that. We're thanking Foxtel.
There you go. And tell you who else would thank Foxtel. Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal.
Yes.
Taken off their Greatest Hits Volume 6 album. And don't the hits just keep coming for yes. Alien Ant Farm?
They will be inducted into the Hall of Fame shortly.
I believe so. Headlining the ARIAs.
Haim, Oceans 4, 5 or maybe 6.
Yeah.
You and I, frustrated with continuous losses on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game machine at the pub, decided to assemble as many genii as we felt necessary to be able to bring down the game.
A lot of people have a lot of anger towards this machine. As the night wears on, usually at the pub, your cognitive skills decrease, your confidence goes up, and it really jumps in and snatches your money from you. We needed the best of the best in every field to take down the machine.
We were to meet this morning at an abandoned warehouse. The invitations went out to Tony Martin.
Comedian.
Julia Cimiero.
Just all-round fabulous woman and also comedian actress. Extraordinaire.
Matt Preston.
Chef, history genius.
Shane Warne.
Sports genius.
Robert.
Maths and science genius.
Paul Keating.
Ex-Prime Minister and specialist in politics, Australiana, and things we had to have, i.e. mumps shots and recessions.
Picking up the action at the abandoned warehouse.
All right, gentlemen and lady, thank you very much for coming. Quick roll call, I suppose, then.
Music genius, Julia Roberts, Zamiro.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's
Jay-Z
here.
Jay-Z to all.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is here.
Tony Martin.
Movies, comedy, obscure British sitcoms from the 1970s. That's what I'm hoping.
That's covered. Matt Preston.
Obscure British sitcoms from the 1970s. History, food and drink.
Good, good. Welcome. Sports genius, Shane Warne.
Present. Sport. That's it. Nothing else.
And boy genius.
Science, mathematics, Robert.
Present, hoping for some vector calculus.
Oh. And finally, politics.
Finally, politics.
Politics in Australiana. Paul Keating.
Paul Keating?
Paul?
Paul.
Has anyone seen Paul Keating around? Tyne, have you seen him?
I haven't seen him.
I think I saw Ferris Bueller somewhere, but I'm not sure.
That's
not disappointing. All right, as a group, we've got to make a decision. Do we wait for Paul, or do we take down the machine?
I just want to know if the math genius is single. You're lovely. How are you?
Wait till after the heist. Wait till we're on our island in the Bahamas, and then we can all hit on each other.
I can just...
Or specifically hit on Julia, because she's our only female.
I can see you guys taking home your dollar coins, throwing them on the bed, rolling around in the... Hey, we just need to have a quick chat about Paul Keating. Guys, we're with you in a sec.
Okay, sorry, guys. Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't think we can wait for Paul. I've got a really good feeling that he's going to turn up.
Yeah, I just don't think we can wait for Paul.
It's, give him 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
If I know Paul Keating,
mate, we do not
and
have,
I think I do...
We do not have 30 seconds.
God. Well, then, do we walk?
No.
Andy,
we've
the
got
plan
to
was to have Paul.
We go.
Short
name. All right, guys, we're going without Paul Keating. So let's talk ground rules. When we get down there and we're facing the machine, playtime's over, okay? Right. This thing is on and it's happening for real.
Okay, obviously, if any of your given category comes up, we'll all be looking at you. It's not to say other people can't jump in, but it's your responsibility. If you don't think you can handle it, say so.
Yeah.
And how would you like us to say so?
We just need some sort of code. Just yell, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Just not much of a code.
Cover me.
It's quite a literal code.
Let's do this thing, everybody.
All right, guys. Now remember, no matter what happens, we don't rat each other out.
Yeah.
All right. And we get caught, we keep still.
Can I just say, shouldn't there be a small Chinese acrobat here helping us with this?
He's in a cupboard downstairs.
We're sending
we sent him in days ago.
We should go and check if he's all right. We gave him a muesli bar, but it can get quite stuffy in there. All right, guys. I think we're ready to do this. Afterwards, obviously, we'll meet back at Warnie's car. Warnie, we will be dousing it in petrol and burning it afterwards. Are you fine with that?
That's fine.
Guys, let's take down the machine. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Oceans 4, 5 or 6 on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oceans 4, 5 or 6. Yes!
Morale was sky high.
Scene set. The results. after this song, Hamish and Andy. I got him. Hands off Friday. Hamish and Andy driving you home for Foxtel. And, Haim, there we were.
Yeah.
In the pub in front of the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire video game. I think it was scared.
It was absolutely petrified. See the way its screen kept flashing?
Yep.
Like it was like passing out, then regaining consciousness.
Exactly. Standing in front of it, Tony Martin, Matt Preston, Julia Zemiro, Robert the Whiz Kid from University for Science and Maths, Paul Keating, notable absence, yourself, Ham, myself.
And of course, Shane Warne, sports genius.
Mm.
Nothing, I didn't think anything could really stand in our way between us and the $80. We decided to chuck 20 in.
$20 in. We knew we'd only need one game.
We're not going to need 10 games.
But I liked the idea of winning the first one and collecting a cool 100.
Yeah.
That's the way I like.
I loved that.
I loved the idea of that.
And I was just looking forward to it hailing dollar coins.
Yes, this is how it turned out.
The machine has accepted our $20. Ladies and gentlemen, before you is the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire machine. It has crippled so many people's nights out. It's laughed in their faces as it stole their money. Today, the tables turned. We take down the machine.
This is your last point to get out. Is everyone still in?
No, we're in. We're in for the long haul on this one.
Yeah, we're in.
We're all in.
Terrific.
All in on.
Okay. I'm just going to put my beer down. Now it's getting serious. Does anyone want to look at the rules first, or do we feel we have a complete understanding?
No, I think
no, we've got it.
We can skip the rules.
Yeah, we've got it.
Rules are for nerds. Okay. No offence, Rob.
None taken. I am offended, however.
First question's coming up.
Starting with the earliest, put these Formula One World Champion Jack drivers Rabbit, in the Jack correct Rabbit, order Ram they won Hill, the title.
Nigel Mansell, Jack.
Go! Touch it.
Okay, 1, 2... 3, 4.
Well, all right.
Preston has leapt forward.
Sports, though, Warnie.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
First question was a sports-based question. We all looked at Warnie. He sat back and sipped his beer. A worrying sign.
Here's the results for our lifelines. Yes. Jack Brabham, yes.
Yes.
Graham Hill, yes.
Yes.
Nigel Mansell, yes.
Well done.
Who died at the Alamo? Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett.
Great work, Presto.
Yes.
History genius, yes.
Genius.
Mabo is the capital of which?
Malabo.
African country.
Not Mabo. I don't know.
Sorry, Malabo.
I don't know.
I don't think Benin is even a country.
That was a really tough question.
Who knows that stuff? Nobody has a map or an atlas in their brain. Matt Preston certainly doesn't. He's wearing an atlas around his neck, but he's certainly not got one in his brain.
Can we phone a friend, guys?
Phone a friend.
I think it could be Togo.
You have no idea.
Putting it on the record.
At one stage, we had to call our phone a friend on the computer, a character called Roger. He said he was only 35% sure of the answer, and if I remember correctly, Warnie wasn't happy with that statistic.
Oh, 30%. Oh, thanks for the scoop, Roger. 30%? That's nothing.
Are they tricking us?
Do we go 50-50?
Look, it's not Liberia. I know it's not Liberia.
Ben and Andy has left
the answer.
Game over?
What's going on?
We're running short of time.
Oh.
I'm the guy that has
all
to
right.
make decisions.
All right.
Good practice round.
It was time for game two.
Starting with the highest, putting the TV shows in the correct order. They appeared on the TV special 50 years of 50 TV shows. Tone.
In which they went to air.
Yeah.
Bandstand first, then Anzacs, then Fast Forward, then Blue Murder.
Oh, very cool.
Would have thought.
Yeah.
Please.
You're right. That's beautiful.
He's got it.
Yes.
That's three.
Blue Murder, of course, starring Tony Martin. Fantastic.
Other Tony.
That's right.
Here we go, guys.
It's not Nettie Smith.
Horse won the 1993 Sports. Melbourne Cup.
Vintage crop.
Yeah.
Well done!
Yes.
Mate, I did not know one correct answer. They were all guesses.
Which Argentinian player was sent off in the 1990 World Cup final?
Is that
Matt's
sport?
Leaning in.
Yep. Oh, it's probably Sensini because I don't know the other three players.
Okay, well done.
Oh, well done.
Preston.
Oh, no.
Moving outside his category.
Preston do sports.
Argentine footballer, I thought Sensini, but surely Warnie, he's our sports guy. He should have carried us there.
time had passed, and this was game five.
In which year did Andrew Peacock become Liberal leader again after deposing John Howard?
Paul Keating, where are you?
Oh, oh,
has anyone seen Paul Keating?
Oh, well done,
Julia.
It's pretty obvious.
Didn't need you, Paul. Which introduced animal accelerated the Tasmanian tiger's extinction? Was it dingoes?
Domestic cat?
Domestic cat. It's got to be introduced.
Yeah.
Has to be introduced, doesn't
introduced.
It?
Introduced.
Oh!
I think the dingo was introduced by, like,
the
settlers 40,000 years ago.
Speak up, Rob! You haven't seen a lot of maths questions, so feel free to contribute elsewhere.
Maybe don't believe it. A dingo took our $80.
Yeah, we did have a go at Robert the towards it's, the end there.
That we're 5 games in, I think, at that point, and hey, it was becoming clear that no maths questions were coming up. Had we wasted a spot on the team? Whilst Rob was great for morale.
Oh, brilliant. Stick around, because Warnie kicks things off by getting stuck into Rob straight after this.
Foxtel gives you the TV.
Hands off Friday. Hamish and Andy driving you home. HamishandAndy.com. For the pictures of Oceans 4, 5, or maybe 6, the elite crack team of Genie Iham.
If you've just joined us, we're a few games in. We haven't
We've played 5 games.
Haven't yet got the $80 that we were there for.
We should say that is the major prize if you get to the $1 million question on this video game.
That's the $1 million equivalent, and very rarely will anyone get up there. But I felt like we were getting a rhythm.
Look, Robert,
yeah,
the science and math man who we hadn't used yet, he was ready. And
egg on my face, Ando, and I'll go on record saying it. Yeah. I laughed and laughed and laughed, and I paused for breath, and I laughed some more when you were trying to push on me that kid that you went to school with.
Mike Lyon
that won the geography award.
Yep.
I wish we had Mike Lyon. How many geography questions were there?
Yeah, we needed Mike Lyon. Anyway.
Wherever he is, just a formal apology to Mike Lyon.
Yes.
I mean, I teased you. I was laughing at you for winning a fat flag reading contest and you got sent to Denmark or something and hailed by the royal family as the king of geography.
Yeah, that's what Mike did. But you didn't want him.
I didn't.
We did need him for the first 5 games. Wasn't sure whether we'd need him going forth because, yes, we kept going at it. Shane Warne, Tony Martin, Matt Preston, Julia Zemiro, Robert, yourself, myself.
Couldn't fault you on snacks and drinks, though. We were holding up our end of the bargain. I was waiting for our genie eye to perform.
Yeah, exactly. And we kicked things off straight out after this with Warney really getting stuck into Robert for a bit of a lift. Hamish and Andy. Hands off Friday. Hamish and Andy driving you home. And we're thanking Foxtel, of course, Ham. They deliver world-class entertainment and also sports coverage. I watched a fair bit of it ahead of this just to help out Warney as far as sports.
No, I've been watching Foxtel non-stop.
The
best way
cricket,
to study.
International cricket, etc.
If you've just joined us, we are in the middle of Oceans 4, 5 or maybe 6, the day where Andy and I assembled our team of genii, Shane Warne, sports, Tony Martin, film and television, Julia Zemiro, music, Matt Preston, history, Rob, whiz kid at maths and science.
Yep.
Paul Keating, absent.
Couldn't believe
annoying.
It.
Annoying.
Left a message on his answer machine and everything. Yep. But anyway, Haim, the top prize money was $80.
Yep.
So you and I, we thought we'd get it in one go.
I'll be honest with you, I really thought we did, actually. I was actually thinking, oh, how can we pad this out once we like take it down and it's really easy?
That
wasn't an issue.
We didn't get it in one go, but we felt that as long as we had under 40 goes, it would still be financially viable because the winning is $80.
$2 a pop. Your final go, you're playing for pride. You're playing for it to be cost neutral.
Yes. We picked the action up. We were going to skip a few games because things weren't going so well.
They were up to game 12 and Warney was worried about whiz kid Robert.
Yeah, look, Rob looked really confident. He was just, you could see him hanging back a little bit, so I wanted him to pipe in.
Hey, Robert, lift! Lift!
What rugby union international team have associated with Kevin Maggs? Warney.
Rugby?
I think Warney's biggest strength was yelling things confidently, but I'm not 100% sure he did know those answers.
Kevin Maggs, I have to go with Ireland.
He's gone! Oh, come on! Come on, what a guess!
What was the name of AC/DC's Malcolm Young's first band?
Cockroach.
Oh,
my God, you think?
Oh, that's the wrong answer.
Well, I'm a little devastated. That Malcolm Young question from AC/DC, what previous band have you been in? Well, I didn't think he was in the Cockroaches, but he obviously wasn't in the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, or the Velvet Underground. So I'm going home tonight, and I'm going to Google that, Andy. Okay, I'm now officially putting some kind of bloody protest into this.
Then Julia lost control and kicked the machine.
Exactly. Oh,
things are getting physical.
Kick of the machine.
I don't know what got into me. I don't know. I just, something let loose. I think I just felt that it was all getting a little unfair, and I have actually hurt my knee.
Game 24.
Who's got a good feeling about this one? I know I do.
Yeah, it's attempt 23 was rubbish. This is where we're going to pull it out of the fire.
What's the colour of McDonald's trademark M?
Yellow.
Yellow.
I'll take that, snacks and drinks.
Pribble off it is.
Get it right!
No! Oh! Man.
You let us down, audience.
Andy.
Because I had absolutely no idea of any question, I thought it was easy to yell at you, Andy, so I just thought that was the best thing. Get on the front foot before they started attacking me.
It's not time to point fingers, Warren.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
It's time to regroup.
If you were going to point a finger, Warren, exactly. Where's the finger pointing?
Andy.
Game 21.
A bunting is what type of creature?
Bird.
Is
this something
bird?
That holds a building?
Can you read them?
No. Well, you eat everything.
Not with that attitude, you can't.
Matt Preston was too busy celebrating his bird trivia to answer the question, what is a dill pickle?
Cucumbers or gherkins? Cucumbers.
Oh, cucumbers or gherkins.
Well,
cucumbers or gherkins?
They are both.
What do you mean?
Just see what happens.
You know, I mean, I hated that ambiguity about the pickles. I mean, a gherkin, a dill pickle, they're the same thing. They're just made from different types of cucumber, aren't they?
They're both.
Yeah! Yes!
That's not my question.
In which year were Chico Rules first seen at the Wagga Wagga Show? Oh. 61, 71, 81, 51.
I'm out.
81.
71.
61.
Chico Rolls unstuck us. How come we answered questions about spacecraft and couldn't get the Chico Roll question?
And after 1 hour and 15 minutes, it came down to game 40.
Should we go for one last roll?
The magic $2 coin.
The magic.
We will only break even and there will be no victory except for prize.
A woman is most likely to be prescribed HRT during what stage of her life? Menopause?
Menopause. Thank you for giving me the microphone, Andy. I appreciate that. I'm in my early 40s, thanks. How's Andy with the menopause question? There we all are standing there. Menopause, go straight to me. Go straight to me. What, because I'm a woman? Because I'm over a certain age? Where is he?
In Australia, a hard earned thirst deserves a big cold beer.
Oh, take it away, Warning!
VB!
You're the doll!
Yes, that's cold, that's perfect.
More questions about beer, please.
That's nearly a former field hockey player, Skippy Harmonaha.
That's a good
Harmonaha.
New Zealand, South African, Australian.
Sounds New Zealand to me.
It's got to be Australian, doesn't it?
No,
Well, it was very exciting times towards the end because it all came down to a hockey question. Andy had played hockey. Did he have the knowledge to get us across the line?
New Zealand.
Andy's guessed New Zealand. He did play hockey. Oh! Skippy Hamahona was not from New Zealand. Tone, have you ever heard of him?
I've never heard of him. There's no one called Skippy in New Zealand. This is ridiculous.
It should have been Sheepy Hamahona.
Oh, no.
Okay, so right about now, everyone's just digesting what we've had a few hours to digest.
We've spent $40.
We spent $80. We played 40 games.
Yeah, we spent $80.
The plan to take Genie Eye to the machine has somehow failed. Very hard questions.
You know what this is the equivalent of?
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of Brad Pitt and Danny Ocean.
Yeah.
Not only going into the vault to get the money, but accidentally leaving double the money.
Well, they get it.
Taking in money and leaving it there.
They get in the vault and there's literally just a chicken walking around in there with a sign around his neck that just says suckers.
Yeah, and then they leave the equivalent amount of money. They leave their wallet.
They have to ring the Bellagio the next day and go, sorry, we're in the vault trying to rob you. We left our wallet there. You're not getting it back. Damn you, Andy Garcia.
The sad thing is we kept going, everybody.
It's not over.
The results of the last-ditch attempts after this. A very passionate Zamiro Preston Martin. Robert is his first name and Warren.
If
Foo Fighters, it's Pants Off Friday and Hamish and Andy driving you home.
If you've just joined us,
welcome.
Welcome. Today was the day that we assembled our team of genii to take down the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire machine at the pub. Oceans 4, 5, or maybe 6. Paul Keating was a no-show. Could he have helped us? Yes. Should we blame him? Yes. Equally, yes. If you're not up to date, well, what's that? If you're not up to date, we're planning on winning $80 with our geniuses being experts at the trivia, at the fields of trivia that were presented to us by the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire machine for an outlay of only $2. As it stands, we've spent $80, played 40 games, won nothing.
About three hours at the pub.
It was an interesting moment all standing there going, well, what do we do now? There's photos at hamishandandy.com.
Look, Tony Martin, Julia Zemiro, Matt Preston, Shane Warne, Robert, yourself, myself, none of us wanted to go.
No.
We felt depleted, but still, morale was fairly high to bring it down. Yeah. In fact, I feel that there was a little bit of anger driving us.
There was. It had turned to now just a raw hatred to them of the machine, which is what it plays on. Yeah. That's how it makes its money.
I was skint.
Yeah.
I had provided the $80. Yeah.
And I count myself as, you know, just Hamish and Andy, like a, you know, united fund. Yeah, so well, I felt like I'd lost 80 as well.
Yeah, and I was Andy Garcia in the whole thing. I was meant to provide the money for it. We'd failed.
We weren't seeing a fat dividend. We were seeing nothing.
Thankfully, Julia was about to come to our saving grace.
She did not want to leave.
And we thought we could go one more time.
Well, I've got a spare $2 coin.
You think
that I
should
brought
go again?
With me.
Should we go for one last roll?
A magic $2 coin.
It's come out of your bra. I hope the machine says I detect breast heat on that. You advanced to the $20,000 question immediately.
Julia Roberts Samiro put it in.
Guys.
All the way.
This is the final shot.
How are you feeling?
I have a bloody good feeling.
I actually think your guy's show has started going to air.
Well, I think we can safely say the feds aren't onto us because we've been here for about 3 hours.
This was our last chance. It was for glory, not fortune. The $2 coin was put in the machine and we're immediately into the game.
Starting with the largest area, put these Australian state territories in the correct largest. Order.
Well, Western Australia's the largest. Queensland. Then Queensland.
Ooh, and then the next one's...
I think it's... What do you reckon?
Northern Territory? It's pretty big.
Yeah, you go there Northern Territory, New South Wales.
Yeah! Well, great omen.
That was okay. Nice. All the way... Just one question about on the buses, please.
Last year, a farmer, 1932, yeah. Depression. Yes, done.
Well done.
The Miles Franklin Award is a prestigious literary prize. Which of the following did Miles Franklin write? Mabry, Korea, Zemiro, all over it. Who was Deakin, after whom a suburb in Canberra was named?
Prime Minister, sure.
Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Prime Minister.
Was an actor.
Yes.
Well done, guys.
Which of the following is the correct name of an Australian soccer team? Porto, Newcastle United Jets.
Yeah. Who captained New Zealand cricket team for their last season in the Australian Gillette Cup?
Glenn Rich.
Go on in!
What
are you thinking, Warnie?
D.
Bevan?
The death's head mouth is so cool because it has what shape on it?
Skull.
Which George Michael sang as the opening line?
These are the days of the open hand. Cause I'm praying for time.
Praying for time.
Julia's really coming into her own in the final round. Who played the title role in the film Serpico?
Al Pacino.
Tony.
Yes, this is
category. The categories are working for us.
This is the round we planned.
Nearly halfway through, everyone.
I've been waiting for a question to do with movies. I thought there'd be something about Don Knotts, but Al Pacino had to do, I guess.
Which Fitzroy AFL player won the Brownlow Medal in 1935?
Hayden Button.
Sports!
Button!
That's a complete arse.
Mate, I did not know one correct answer. They were all guesses.
Metropolitan Museum of Arts, New York, opened in which year?
Use the lifeline.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the audience, everybody.
We are one away from winning money.
Press every button on the machine.
I did, and a packet of Peter Jackson's fell out.
We'd used all three of our lifelines and still didn't have a clear answer, so it was time for Warnie to step up and do what he does best behind bowling spin. Have a guess.
B, I'm going to go with B. Hey,
go, B.
Does anyone else want it?
Warnie, come on, Warnie.
An arts question.
In which year did Mother Teresa become an Indian citizen? Oh,
Warnie, you've been to India, Warnie.
I'm going for B again.
Going to B.
Go,
Oh.
Well, it all came to an end with the Mother Teresa question, as it was going to. I've never trusted her. I mean, she seems quite nice when you read her Wikipedia entry, but have a close look at the photos. That is a woman who's out to destroy your hopes and dreams, and she did it today.
Guys, yes, we didn't take down the 80, but after a mere $82 invested, we have now won four. We've started to hit the machine where it hurts. Who else was? That's a real win.
Did you get a bit more?
Oh, I thought 8 had come out, but they're $1 coin.
I've never seen a heist film where they screw it up.
I blame that cow, Mother Teresa.
It certainly was the mood of the group.
Damn farting words.
I think it's a dead heat between Mother Teresa and Paul Keating for not showing up.
Absolutely. The video at hamishnanny.com. Photos there as well. We... doesn't mean there won't be a sequel.
Doesn't mean there won't be a rematch.
Adversity we shook hands with, and we've taken that on the chin. Eh?
We walked out of the pub. We all have to go our separate ways, change our names, lay low for a while, because whether or not we scored cash, we still broke the law. And, you know, Andy and I might be off the air for 5-6 years, but hope you enjoy the Spanish replacement and us at Jamito.
It's been good fun. Bye.